the Chiefs. So the Chiefs, they're going to go travel up into Fiji this weekend and line up against the Drua, the Drua's Kingdom of Churchill Park in Lotoka, and that will be on Saturday. And there are Coach McMillan has made 7 changes for the Chiefs. Ollie Norris and Samisoni Tokioho join the front row along Dyer. Manaki Sabi Rickett gets the nod in at lock with Josh Lord out, unfortunately, with a knee injury. Kalen Boshier replaces Jerome Brown in at the open side flanker position, with Jimmy Tupou slotting in at the 8. And Simon Parker will still be in the squad loading on the bench, which is scary hours for those who don't know a lot about Simon Parker, but you should have, considering watching that Crusaders game a couple of weeks ago. D-Mac gets cleared of injury, but that's a well-earned rest here. And we're happy to see that, because hopefully he can rehab that well, and because we still obviously have a couple months before that All Black season kicks off, where we want to see that fine form we've seen early on from Damian McKenzie. Let's just go to the lineup for the Chiefs. And as we look over here, we have got Ollie Norris in at number 1, Samisoni Tokioho in at hooker, George Dyer's in 3. And now in the locking positions, Tupou Va'i, he'll be at 5 with Manaki Sabi Rickett in at 4. For the loose trio, we've got Sami Benifinou in at 6, Jimmy Tupou at 8, and Kalen Boshier in at the 7 position. In the back line for the Chiefs, Cortez Ratama starts us off at number 9. Josh Jacob, the Sacred Brother, is in at 10. Kunsupaya and Anton Leonard-Brown will be the midfield for the Chiefs this weekend. And for the back three, we've got Bumfa, Leroy Carter on the left wing, and Daniel Rona on the right wing, with Emoni Nadua leading from the back. Over to the scary bench we've got here. Bradley Slater in at 16. Jared Prophet takes 17. Ruben O'Neill in at 18. Naitoa Arkoya at 19. Simon Parker in at number 20, who I love at the moment. Malachi Rampling, Alec gets his debut, well, potential debut this weekend. Congrats to the bro on that one. Xavier Rowe at 22. And Shooter Stevenson gets his time in back from Japan. And so when you have a look at all of that kind of stuff, it's looking like a bloody good game coming this weekend for the Chiefs versus the Fiji Drua. I read the lineup, and, you know, when I first saw it, I was kind of like, ooh, it looks like it's going to be quite... I was leaning a lot towards the Chiefs until I read the weather report, and it looks like it's raining, and that means the game might get real messy, which actually does favor the Drua, in my opinion. Obviously, there was an injury concern earlier in the week around D-Mac. It's the same knee from 2019, which obviously took him out of that World Cup. But, you know, they said it was just bone bruising. Well, that was what Roger Randall, the one of the coaches from the Chiefs, said. He said he went in for a scan, and fortunately it's not too bad. That's what he told Stuff. I spoke to him the next morning, and he said he was feeling pretty good as well. So the scan kind of just confirmed that. So that's all green signs for not only you Chiefs fans, but all the Kiwis that are going to support the All Blacks later in the year, because we kind of need him back in that 10 jersey. Debut, Malachi Rampling. Congrats to Malachi. I did talk about him a bit and elaborated on how excited I was to get his opportunity the season earlier in my season preview with Cedric. But he's got his opportunity now. If he gets on, it's just his chance to kill it. He's a super physical player, good around the breakdowns, good with the ball in hand, because he's actually very fast for a forward. And so this is all opportunity for him. I hope he takes it in two hands and runs, and I think he will do that. And then the return of Shooter from Japan's Kubota Spears. He's a spark and kind of one of those players that's just really going to get the ball. Once he gets the ball, he's probably going to get a couple of tries. He's going to do some crazy stuff. He kicks, he runs, good defense. I mean, yeah, look, Shooter does just about everything on the pitch. So I assume we're going to see his fantasy stocks rise over the next couple of weeks. I'm not sure what his percentage of ownership is at the moment, but I'm sure that's just going to climb as we go on. It's looking like it might rain, like I said before, so that does kind of favor the draw, because it does mean it kind of mess it up. And because of that weather dependency, you know, the speed of the game's kind of in question at the moment. Obviously, if it's dry, it would be a bloody fast game, because the Chiefs, their ruck percentage is huge. It's in the late 90s. And so all they've been doing is getting clean ball, giving it out, dishing it out through either Xavier Rowe, Cortez, Ratama, giving out to Josh Jacob. We've been putting on silver platters for the midfield boys, and they have had the best platform, which has helped them score all those points in the last couple of weeks. But considering it might rain, I think there might be a couple messy errors in this game. It might ruin the Chiefs' game plan, to be fair, like I said, because, you know, the first three on the trot have all been about speed of the ruck, their agility of their players and their individual skills, ball skills and clean platforms. But, you know, the rain means a whole lot of naturally skilled boys like the Fiji Drua. They'll give them a good battle up front and in the backfield, because obviously being at home in Lotoka, Fiji won't change. They'll still play for their home fortress, offloading, running, just doing straight Fiji style. So that will be quite tough, especially if it's raining like the weather report says it will. The Chiefs, all they'll have to do, though, is they'll just have to adapt to the style of play, depending on how it goes this weekend, and just win the collision area. If they can win the collision area, they'll be able to try and manipulate the rucks to get that speed of ball and speed of play that they need. And at that rate, if they can get that, it kind of fills out for them and they might be able to get an easy win. But nothing's come too easy this season in Super Rugby, as we know, so we can only see from there. If they don't get up in the faces of the Fijians, like mentioned before, two-man tackles, especially one high and one low, because of the amount of offloads the Fiji Drua have managed to get off this season, it's going to be a bloody long day in the office. So let's see what it goes. Let's go. Players to watch for this game. The number eight, Meli Didinalangi, the number eight for the Fiji Drua. This is some of his stats. He's played back-to-back 80s. He's got 4 clean breaks, 5 offloads, 3 turnovers with 20 carries. The bro's been working straight OT. And if you watch, he's one of the players that runs with the ball in one hand, even though he's right in the midst of about the whole forward pack of the other team. So I'm keen to see him, Didinalangi, go off this weekend. I'm really interested to see how he goes, especially against young Jimmy Tupou in there. But obviously also when the bench comes on with guys like Simon Parker, so that'll be interesting to see how that goes. And the next person in the Fijian team that I want to see, Punipate Longimasi, the number 11 left winger. 3 tries he's got this season, 15 carries, 6 clean breaks. I mean, 6 clean breaks is nuts. 6 defenders beaten, 2 offloads, 1 turnover, and a whole lot of chip and chases. I mean, this guy is going to be on fire this weekend. That also being weather dependent, but I think, you know, like I said before, I don't know if the weather's going to be, or well, at least, I don't know if the weather's going to change too much of how the Fijians will want to play. Players I want to watch in the Chiefs, Cortez Ratsuma, he's going to be the base of this game. The Chiefs stats at the moment in the first 3 games, they've got 16 tries, 1,691 meters gained for run meters with 101 beaten defenders. Holy moly smokes, that is crazy. Ratsuma gets his chance to find weak spots in and around the breakdown this game where the Drua might, you know, have those little lapses. And so he's got, you know, the luxury of an in-form world-class midfield on the outside of him as well. So he's got so many options this weekend that's not only going to make his stocks grow in regards to getting that All Blacks 9 spot, but also it's going to help him for this game to try and get past those Fijian defenders and just the brutality and the style of gameplay that will be coming this Saturday. The next man, Quintu Paia. 3 tries, 1 try assist, 33 tackles, 204 meters and carry, 7 line breaks, and 2 offloads for the seasons to date. I made the mistake a couple weeks back where I took him out of my fantasy team, and all of a sudden the bro chucks up 90 points. I mean, holy smokes, the bro is killing it. I'm obviously going to chuck him back in my fantasy team for this week, and I think you have to. I would actually be interested. I should have got up his stat for ownership, but nonetheless, good on him for getting that all in that team. Let's look at the next one. Predictions. The Chiefs are going to get an ugly win. I think that's kind of my prediction, just with that being with the weather warnings at the moment, well, the rain. And so I know that the Drua at home, and I know that the Drua have been putting up some crazy fights. But I just see the Chiefs winning this one. But close. And I'm going to put it at 1-12.